When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, recorded live in the BHP studios, Detroit, Michigan, with your host, Team BHP.
It doesn't.
Everyone, and welcome to the Bowhunter Planet Podcast live edition on Facebook. And today we have Krishnur, Bob McGee, Connor Thomas, and Kevin Conlon and myself, James Nopum.
Hey there.
So we're gonna try to involve you guys a little bit tonight. We're gonna wait and get a couple more people on here. But we're wrapping up our turkey season. A couple of us did pretty good.
High five.
Some of us haven't been out yet, so.
Some of us have been out.
Some of us haven't got one.
Successful.
So we're gonna start asking you guys some questions. See how did you shoot us some comments. Tell us how your turkey season's going. How is that mine? Amateur hour.
And you guys yelled at me last week.
I was yelling at Uncle Bob about that too.
There's amateur hour.
Oh gosh.
Oh, we're getting some viewers. So right. We did a little podcast earlier as we wait for you guys to come on and give us your questions. We got some new stuff on the podcast table from Skullhooker, and you'll be seeing that in a test lab video soon. So yeah, pumped to have awesome them products. Aboard. Mm-hmm. We're racking up some awesome sponsors, don't you think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we have Beyond the Ears on here. I don't know. Did we talk about them on a live podcast yet?
No, that's coming up.
Okay.
We haven't heard it yet.
Okay. So, there's an awesome local shop by us, and you can actually go to beyondtheears.com and buy stuff from them, too. So, everybody can enjoy.
So, I'm going to bring up a topic here about I haven't been out turkey hunting yet. You guys have been out and everything, but I just got back from a trip and springtime, you know, we went out to Arizona. I went out to Zion National Park, but we also went through Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And so we were camping, and my wife comes in, and it's evening, and she's like, "Oh, Kevin, what's this bug? I can't get it off." She had a tick on her. It's the first time she's ever experienced a tick. And so... Obviously, I got the Sawyer products out from then on, you know. But fortunately, it had not dug in or anything yet. I was able to get it out. But you guys are getting out there turkey hunting in the spring, man.
Yeah, they're worse and worse.
Ticks,
we never had them growing up, ever.
I never remember them.
I don't either.
And I don't remember them either.
Even up north.
No.
The last 10 years up north, if I mow the grass at the river, about 30. That was before I had that Sawyer stuff to spray on. So that stuff works like a charm.
Of course, after, you know, I seen that, I'm like, okay, check me. You know, I mean, come on, you gotta like be sure you get it. You know,
they're nasty.
I'll tell you what, that little sucker was hard to kill.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, he did not. You know, like normally you just.
Yeah.
I had to like crush that thing, man.
So
I'm like,
they're trying. You said that some of them had diseases.
Well, there is a possibility that. There's the deer tick carries what's called Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. It can carry Lyme disease. Now, they don't all carry Lyme, but it can. And you can get bit by that tick, and you can get what's called Lyme disease.
So what is Lyme disease?
It's kind of like the flu, I guess, but it can be worse.
As it progresses, it almost turns into a neuromuscular disease that... mimics almost like polio.
terrible.
Yeah, yeah. But it is treatable, which is the good thing. So and their symptoms, they say, basically what they say is you get this like a bullseye type wound on you, and that's an indication that you got, you know, bit by this tick and everything. But yeah, I've never had one on me, and you know, knock on wood, that's the first time. And I played it off because, you know, I didn't want her to get all freaked out.
Yeah, nothing but, bad.
Yeah, it's no big. Just a little. Oh, it's
have
a
you
tick.
Heard of she the tick goes, that like makes you allergic to meat? Have you heard of that?
I've heard about that.
Is that true?
I don't know if that's actually true.
That's the worst thing ever.
I've heard about that. Where it makes meat taste horrible. Or something like that. Or
I need one that makes me allergic to food.
Yeah, donuts.
For about 6 months. You know?
Custard.
Yeah.
I need the custard tick.
Allergic to meat.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
Google it.
Any truth on that.
So, I see Chris McGee commenting on ticks are horrible this year. You know, it's like, have you guys been running
Chris
into
gets them all the time on them.
Where does he get them? Like, where is he
just
going?
Riding his bike through the...
Really?
Through yeah.
The, yeah?
Through the grass and
I
stuff.
I mean, where you we know? Hunt, I've only seen one, and I had Sawyer stuff all over me. So it jumped on and jumped off.
Yeah.
Even up north this
up north
past,
is terrible.
Well, I walked... Every day I was out walking, you know, 5-6 miles through the woods and stuff. I never got a tick on me. But then I sprayed myself.
Yeah.
Sprayed all my clothes, my boots, everything down with the Sawyer product.
I'm assuming that the tick that we got, because it was in the motorhome, probably came in on my dog. But my dog has the treatment, you know, the tick treatment. Mm-hmm. So it probably, like, came in and said, I can't hop off of this thing and...
Yeah.
Somehow,
Karen. I gotta find Karen, something else. Karen was probably
petting the dog, you know, and hugging it. And the next thing you know, she's got the tick, you know. But I'm glad we found it because that thing, you know, it hadn't even really got in there where you had to. Didn't even have to use tweezers; just able to pull it right out, you know.
Right.
But they can.
We check every night at the cabin. Just
do
you?
Yep.
That's a good idea.
So we actually control our area where we hunt. Specifically for that, because like I've showed you guys pictures before of how many turkeys we have in my backyard.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in the area where I hunt, there's tons of turkeys.
Okay.
So we always try to make sure there's an area that fosters them to want to be around and no ticks.
So do you spray for them or what do you do?
Do nothing for ticks. And in my backyard, I've never gotten a tick on my own property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because turkeys eat them.
I was going to say.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, turkeys eat
turkey,
ticks.
Oh. Yeah. When you see turkeys out in fields... They're eating grasshoppers, bugs.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice.
What if you had a tick on you and you had it like stuck in your hand, and you held it out to a turkey?
Yeah. Bait him in.
Bait him in.
Yeah.
Here, turkey
bait.
We'll tell the
but
DNR.
Yeah, no, I mean the turkeys will eat them. So I mean, I haven't had that. I mean, I've got a ton of hens out by me that are all over the place constantly. So I mean, and we don't have that issue. Now, if I go up to like some of the local archery clubs, always ask a member. If you bring it up and their eyes get really big and then they'll lie to you, you know. Yeah, there's no ticks out there. We're fine. No, but most places. I mean, but there's a ton of stuff you can use. Now, Thermacell came out with a new product, that tick bomb that they're using in yards and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've always used that.
You know, like I brought up about my dog. I think it's important to make sure if you got a pet, man, you are treating them for fleas and ticks because
absolutely
they're going to get it, you know, and they're going to bring it into your house if they do, you know.
Yeah.
My understanding is the way the tick thing works on them is that the ticks won't even stay on the animal because they don't, you know, it's...
Yeah.
Chris just put a comment online about possums eating ticks.
Yeah, he said that they love to eat ticks.
Mm.
Well, I need to get some possums and some turkeys around my house because I don't want no ticks.
You guys eat possum or? No, Connor, you've never had possum.
The problem, no, but
opossum,
delicious.
You mean opossums?
Yeah.
If you have like a couple in your backyard, I was watching a show and it said that they only live for about 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they get hit by
cars. No, I think they just died. Yeah. But
I actually found a dead one in the woods the other day.
The good thing about the ticks situation is, man, if you guys aren't familiar with the Sawyer products out there, you got to be using them. This stuff is
do yourself a favor and
spray it on your bag, spray it on your clothes. Yep. They got stuff you can put on your skin that's safe to put on your skin. They got a whole line of things to protect
all the
you.
Years of us being in the woods and trudging through the brush.
Yeah. Or have a security
well,
guard.
Well, you know,
they,
it's not just ticks. It's fleas. It's mosquitoes.
Everything.
So
everything. Yeah. Black flies. I mean, this stuff works. It's unbelievable.
And the best part too is, you know, I've hunted with the stuff on, and I've never had a problem with deer or bear or anything scenting me because of the.
Yeah.
The stuff.
The Sawyer.
Because a lot of it's natural stuff.
It's all natural stuff. It's all from the, what is it?
Some kind of flower.
Chrysanthemum. Yep.
You either put the spray on or have a security guard of turkey or opossum.
There you go.
You just put one on a leash. See how it works out for you.
Let's try it.
And that's and at night you got bats to keep the mosquitoes off of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because bats eat all kinds of mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes haven't been too bad this start of the year, at least.
No, not yet.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
They were bad up north.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Were they?
We were in this one spot taking photos. Remember, we were by like that river thing where Dad's deer drowned. And there was like lots of bugs out there.
Well, it's all like, I mean, depends on the rain and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Standing water.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story, change the subject here. I'll tell you a story. So I went down to Katrina for the hurricane, and they deployed me down there to work. I actually worked in St. Bernard Parish, which is right in, you know, the heart of New Orleans, the worst hit part. But when they sent us down there, they said, you know, make sure you take bug stuff with you because, you know, there's going to be a lot of mosquitoes and bugs. So we go down there, and we're like, I was living in a tent. You know, we were just, it was pretty brutal, you know. I was like, so, but there were no bugs. We're like, what are they talking about? There's no bugs here. Well, little did we know that the flood had washed everything away. Oh, and so I'm sleeping in my tent one night. We don't even have it zipped up, nothing. Oh my gosh, they came and did they come? They literally, I thought they were going to carry me away. There were so many mosquitoes. So then I put on, I had this, that back then I didn't have the Sawyer stuff. I had DEET.
Yeah.
I put so much on and I laid back down. My whole body started tingling. My lips were going
down.
That
explains
a
lot.
Oh, jeez. I had to go decon myself from the DEET.
That answers a lot of questions.
Well, what can I say? But you know what? You're talking about the mosquitoes haven't been bad so far, but you never know. One day, all of a sudden, it's going to be, what in the heck happened? Here they are, you know? One minute they're there, and the next minute they're gone. What's that?
He was right.
Yeah, they were right.
Yeah.
I wish I had Sawyer products back then because that DEET stuff was awful.
I remember they used to sell like 100% DEET
powder.
Oh, yeah. They just figured what it was, just DEET.
That's all we used to use. You'd stick it on a Kleenex or something and dab it all over you. 100% DEET.
Yeah, that was...
Touch your fishing line and watch it disintegrate.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
I knew what he said.
What's he talking about?
No idea.
He's out of control. So what else are we going to talk about? I had something else and I just forgot. Oh, mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else find mushrooms? Let's get some questions.
I did.
How'd your turkey season go? Or did you find any mushrooms? Connor found some mushrooms. I ate them. This weekend, I'm hoping to get morels because my spot was bare. And I think it was a little too wet. So hopefully it dries up and it warmed up. So unless my old man steals them, there should be some.
So how do you prepare them? Like, what do you do? Like, cook them in a gravy?
Depends. I just
you use them
sometimes to
or?
Get the kids to eat them. I'll dust them in flour and salt and salt and pepper and fry them.
Okay.
In like butter, olive oil.
So you just
that's like a fried mushroom.
You just eat them straight like an appetizer. Yeah.
But if I'm on a steak, I'll just put a little butter in a pan with salt and pepper and garlic.
Pan fry them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do them whole or do you like slice them?
Slice them.
Okay.
Depending how big they are. Yeah.
And the whole mushroom, the stem, everything, it's all good.
Now we're talking
so
morels.
Yeah, morels. Yeah. No, we did find the pheasant back mushroom, or Connor did.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. It's pretty easy to identify because it's a little shady looking at mushroom. You're like, oh, should I be eating this?
Yeah, right. We've got a couple books that I basically stay with the morels because I'm very familiar with them. Yeah.
But the pheasant back was easy to identify. I mean, then you cut it and it says it smells a little bit like watermelon. Smell like watermelon. Did all the stuff, so I was 100% good. Tried a little bit at first, just to make sure.
Which are the ones you got to watch out for? I mean, like those ones that pop up in my backyard, those little bell mushrooms, are those poison?
I think so. If they have like the gills underneath, like the little.
Yeah, the gills.
The false morels.
Don't eat those.
Yeah.
Yeah, false morels you got to look out for. A lot of people a
morel is, you'll have the stem and then a solid cap.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And false morels, you've got the stem and then you've got a hollow cap. And the stem will go up in that hollow cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then there's no hollow in the stem.
Right.
So you don't need it.
And then what happens if you eat it?
I don't know.
It gets you sick and kill you. I mean, how dangerous are these things?
There's a couple other, the hen of the woods and the chicken of the woods.
Probably like peyote.
And the don't eat the mushrooms off cow poo. it's frowned upon.
Heavily frowned upon. Mm-hmm.
But, it's not. It's not worth the risk of, you know, neuromuscular.
No.
Yeah, I just wonder what.
I want to try. I want to try the chicken of the woods now. It grows on like oaks or whatever, just like the hen of the woods or something. But it's like orange and white.
I looks saw really it good. Once.
I've, you know, many of those I've kicked off.
Trees. Yeah, how about you gonna say?
It's friggin' like $20 a pound or something.
Walking through the woods, I kick them off the side of the trees and stuff.
Just because I'm bored and it's
hit
like,
them with a
because
stick.
Because I don't know what they
people
are.
People would kill for these mushrooms, and I'm kicking them.
I'm gonna have to start investigating that one.
Because we got a bunch of dead oaks in in that property, and these hen of the woods are rivers all over. But it's, you can see it. Apparently, they're really good. I guess the chicken of the woods tastes like chicken.
That's what, that one's supposed to taste just like chicken.
The one that
so
I
we
tried.
Shall see. I'm going to find them all.
All right.
Well. I'm taking them. Anybody want
bring
back mushrooms? I'm going to cut all kinds of mushrooms.
I want to try it.
So I want to try it.
All
30
one,
pounds is coming back.
Now, here's the other thing.
Charging $15 a pound, by the way, just so we're
here's the other thing to the listeners. Just because one person is able to consume a type of mushroom.
Yes, be careful.
Doesn't mean that all people can consume that mushroom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You never know. You got to take it upon yourself to do the right thing. Don't be just guessing. Oh, this looks like such and such.
Yeah, but the guys on Bull Hearted Planet.
They said this was really good.
You got to go and get a book or go, you know, find a mushroom.
Online.
Google it. Look at the picture. Read what it smells like, what it's supposed to do.
We are not responsible. Bull Hearted
Planet is not responsible for your mushrooms.
If your mushrooms aren't wrapped in a Campbell's soup
sweet.
Can,
we got
be careful.
Chef Jonathan Collins says mushrooms are his favorite ingredient.
Now, have you guys...
Cream of mushroom soup is my...
Have you guys seen in any of the magazines that you've been reading, they're selling, supposedly, spores to where you can grow your own morels?
I haven't heard of
yes,
that.
Yes, please.
That'd be awesome, though. I'm in on that.
Tell Chef
to send us a turkey
recipe. Chef, Dave wants you to send him a turkey recipe.
Wild turkey.
Because otherwise, it's probably going to taste like a shoe. Let's just be honest.
Wild turkey shot by his son. He needs a recipe.
What do you like? What's your favorite ingredients to put with the ones that those mushrooms that I found? What's your favorite ingredients with them?
I ate it with my turkey, my wild turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Chef gave us an awesome book. So.
National Audubon Society Field Guide to North American Mushrooms.
Yes.
That's probably
get on Amazon and make sure you're safe.
Thanks, Chef Jonathan.
I'm going to grab that.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought about getting one.
Home Depot has mushrooms you can grow.
Yeah, look. Yeah. That's from
John Cedar.
Cedar
just said that. Or
Mike Cedar. Has any of the listeners heard or seen the advertisement for the...
Grow your own morels?
Yep, grow your own morels at home.
No, I have not.
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, unless Mike's talking about those.
So how long does it take for an average mushroom to grow?
I think they grow in a couple of days once the temperature's right.
Yeah, I think they're underground, just sitting there dormant.
Yeah, when they pop, the
temperature hits right, it just boom.
So once you cut all the mushrooms that I found out, how long will it take for them to grow
back? Oh, you mean the pheasant back? I'm not sure how many times that grows a year if it just grows once. But you could just cut it off and leave enough on where it grows back.
The morels are pretty much just in the spring, right?
Yeah, morels have a season. Yeah. For
the
sure.
thing with that pheasant back, if you cut too close to the tree, because I noticed if you kind of got to leave a good portion of it because it's pretty tough.
Yeah.
And the outer edge.
And then with morels, you've got a period of time in the spring where you'll only have blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a period where you have white.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I didn't know there was two different kinds.
I heard there isn't a flavor difference, so they taste the same. They
taste
different.
Actually the same. I found that the whites are usually bigger than the blacks.
Yeah, that's the more stem or something on them.
Yeah.
Black, it seems like. But. And then...
oh, God.
Oh, Dave. So, Connor, are you going to try these mushrooms or what?
Kevin's grandson's on the
with
podcast,
your turkey?
Right?
I'm not a big fan of mushrooms.
Have you tried it yet, though?
No.
What if we mix it in mac and cheese?
Now that's
mac
good.
Mac and cheese and mushroom.
There
that's,
you go.
That's good to go. I mean, it's basically the same texture.
If I fried one of those mushrooms up like a chicken strip, you would have no idea.
Now you
he
know.
Read it, and he wouldn't know any difference.
Talking about, I've got the urge for deep fried morel mushrooms.
The deep fried pheasant back weren't too bad. I did that.
Really.
But Mr. John Lewis is asking where to find mushrooms. Bob will tell you his secret spot. Now, I always thought it was kind
of
wet. Like
isn't there
dead
something
trees,
about the south side of the hill or
south
something?
Facing
there's
hills.
All kinds of, there's all kinds of logic, the rumors.
I've never found my own patch. I just rip off my old man's patches.
What I've always heard is near a water source, like a lake, river, or something like that. Typically,
down trees.
Near trees.
Oaks.
Yeah.
Recently burnt timber,
yeah,
south side the hills.
Is it are they like across the United States or is this a Midwest thing or I don't even know.
Sure,
I'm not sure either.
Pretty sure it's a Midwest thing. I don't hear a lot of guys out west talking about morels. I hear a lot of my Midwest friends.
I do know that this weekend up north, the dirt roads and stuff, you'll see campers and RVs and cars parked. And if you look into the woods, you'll see people scouring the hills.
It's that big a deal, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never gotten into it.
There's actually a town in Michigan called Messick, mm-hmm. which is up between Clare and Ludington.
Mm-hmm.
They're the mushroom capital of Michigan. They have festivals and everything for the morel.
Yeah.
So you've all had mushrooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite kind?
Morels.
Morels.
Mm-hmm.
Campbell's soup.
Campbell's soup with mushrooms.
Cream of mushroom
soup. Shiitake.
Followed secondly by golden mushrooms.
Fried mushrooms. Anything fried. If you fry it, I'll eat it.
Pretty much.
Deep fried mushrooms in a cold
beer. I do like,
beer.
I have to admit, I like when you bread and deep fry the mushrooms, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to eat fried mushrooms that it's got that, you know, kills you.
Yeah, we don't eat those. We gotta be safe with your mushroom eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shenanigans.
What was that noise? What's that?
Any other weird stuff on your trip?
Weird stuff on my trip. Well,
cool stuff.
A lot of cool stuff. I went to see the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I'd like to do that too.
And I did a time-lapse video of the clouds rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
And the next morning woke up to 6 inches of snow.
Oh, jeez.
Like, they said it was going to snow. I thought it was a dusting. I looked out and we had a picnic table and a campsite. It was 6 inches on the camp. I'm like, holy cow. So then I'm thinking, well, this is going to be great. I'm going to go get some awesome photos of the Grand Canyon with snow. I go over there, couldn't see a thing. The clouds were down in the canyon. It was nothing but a big blur.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that's too bad, you know.
It was probably all the snow melting really, really fast.
It was still snowing.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was still coming down.
Hey, guys, it's Dave from the show. Hey, I just want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. These are some really great people and some really great companies that have really helped to make this podcast so successful. Vanguard is a maker of some amazing tripods, hunting packs, binos, shooting sticks, tripods, photography gear, and much more. These guys really know what they're doing, and you should definitely check them out when you get a minute. Racks Inc. Get your favorite bow brand hanger from RackSync. Even a BHP edition they have, which is really sweet. And that would be really cool if you guys had that. Absolutely send your pictures with those. We'd love to see that. Rax has got you covered with whatever brand you are using as your bow, and they'll have a hanger just for you. Stealth Cam. Stealth Cam is a maker of some absolutely incredible trail cameras. And if you're looking to get your camera game on this year, this is what you need. So you can see what's going on in the field. You can even go wireless with these guys. They got everything you need right there at their website. Skullhooker. Skullhooker is one of the newest sponsors for BHP. But these guys, man, they are making some incredible European mounts for your animals. These mounts not only give you a creative way to show off your prize game, but also a versatile way to hang those mounts and get them all over your room. It's going to be really cool. You guys got to check them out. See them on the podcast. Really, really cool. Latest sponsor is Beyond the Ears, which is a pro shop located in Oxford, Michigan. They carry great products including bows, accessories, binos, clothing, coolers, and much, much more. And oh yeah, if you are not in Michigan, that's okay because they have a sick website that you can buy all your gear from and everything you need. Definitely check out Beyond the Ears. Really cool people. Really, really great shop. And you might even see us there sometime, so definitely check out our events to see when we might be there. And last but not least, Crossman, makers of some of the best air guns in the world. Not only does Crossman make air guns, but they also make archery gear as well. Make sure you check them out online and, you know what, help get a kid outdoor shooting today. Crossman gives you those perfect opportunity products to do that. Crossman really gives you the ability to get kids outdoors and help pass on the heritage that we all love. You can find all the links to these great sponsors at the bottom of each episode, so click away and show your support for the podcast and these cool companies that help bring it to you. Now, on to the show.
Yeah, then Zion National Park is awesome. You know, it's the third most visited national park in the country. And when we first got there, we got there like 10:30 in the morning. Because I didn't know. We got up and dillied around, had breakfast. Well, we get there. There's a shuttle that takes you up the canyon, and it's got 9 stops, and you get off at different stops for hikes. The wait to get on the shuttle was like 2 hours long.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, this is ridiculous. So we did this, like, scenic drive. Mm-hmm. It was okay, but I'm like, I don't know why this is such a big deal. Well, the next morning, I decided I'm going to get up early. The problem is you can't take the dog on the shuttle, so my wife stayed back with the dog. I got up early. Drove right in, got on the second shuttle. I could have got on the first one. And then they drove me. I took it up, got out. Now I know why Zion's the third one. It is the most beautiful. I got some pictures that they look like they're totally, like, edited and colored and everything. No, these things.
Oh, pure pictures.
It's And there's a couple of hikes that I want to do. Like, I'm going to have to get in shape, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's one that's called You Hike the Narrows, and there's... It's a canyon that you hike that gets narrower and narrower, but the whole hike is done in the water. So they rent, like, Gore-Tex shoes and pants and everything, and you're actually, the water's about, 8 inches deep. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it stays that way. You got to check the weather report, because if there's rain off somewhere else, you can get caught in a flash.
20 miles away, there's a good chance you'll get stuck in there.
Sure. You said that was in Zion?
Zion. Then there's another hike. It's called Angel's Landing.
I went there.
Did you do that hike?
That's the one where you walk in the river, right?
No, that's the Narrows.
There's the Narrows. Then there's another section. Maybe it's Angel's. I've been to Angel's Landing. I know I've been there.
Okay,
my in-laws took me there.
Angel's Landing is where you hike up the mountain and you're looking down. And you're like up on a cliff.
Yeah.
You end up on the top of the mountain.
We didn't go up there. We went to the area and I looked up there and said, "Oh heck no, I'm out of my mind. I ain't doing that."
Yeah, I guess there's areas where the trail is like
you're chained on, I think. I think you're actually hooked on.
I don't know if you're hooked on or not, but they said like if you slip and fall, you're going to drop like 1,000 feet.
No, nice.
So I don't know if I'll do
that. I saw that one because we drove through Zion's. We actually did the part where you drive up to the water and then we walked up.
Yeah, see now you were, how long ago were you there?
I think two years ago we did that.
Okay, so depending on what time of year you're at there, like now, you can't drive on that road.
Right.
Only shuttles can go on that road. Mm-hmm. But he said, like, in the wintertime, then you can drive on it.
So if you
like
fall
that.
Thousands of feet, like, is there still, like, a harness or something pulling you?
No.
Nope.
So you're dead? You're literally falling thousands of feet. Yeah. I think, if I remember correctly, when I was talking to some people about it, I think there's a chain system that goes along there where you have a safety harness. Or there's a point where you when you go past that you have to have a safety harness.
Okay.
Because I think the trails get too thin.
And it makes sense.
You just go and you clip and you go to the next islet, you clip and then you walk and then you clip, and that way if you do fall you're secure.
That's smart.
Yeah. I mean you'll see a lot of that in some of those high end places like that. Yeah.
When I went to this thing with my mom and you know, and we did something like that where you have a harness connected to a rope and like it's like a thing where there's like sections, and so like here's the thing, and when you get to this next one, like you have to climb or like do something fun to get over there, and when you get over there, you have to connect yourself to the next harness and go across the next thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Aww. Yeah, it's like you're on like a tree.
Yeah, that's thing. Yeah. I've seen that. That looks like a lot of fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing you need. I mean, you got to be safe when you do this stuff. But yeah, Zion was pretty awesome. So it's the third most visited national park. You know the first two?
Yellowstone.
Nope.
Grand Canyon. Get out of here.
Grand Canyon is number two.
Probably. Oh, what's that?
President thing?
Yeah. Nope. No.
What is it? Oh, nope. Losing.
Devil's Tower.
Nope. I will tell you it's in Tennessee.
Oh. The caves?
Nope.
National
is
it Park?
That, is that that road?
Gatlin. Or Gettysburg.
The Great Smoky Mountain National Park.
Oh, Smokies. Yeah.
It's probably the only national park that there's no entry fee. It's free. It's in the middle of a very, you know, a lot of populated states.
The China. So
it's the number one visit. I thought it'd be Yellowstone.
I thought for sure.
Yeah.
And Yellowstone is like four or five, something like that. It's kind of like I said, the Great Smokies, Grand Canyon's number two, Zion's number three, and then there's like Yellowstone, Yosemite's way up there. There's another one that was way up there that I was surprised about. But, yeah, so.
Oh.
In my quest to go to all the national parks, I'm on number, like, 25 now.
Denali.
Yeah, I'd like to take the kids on that trip.
Is there a national park in every state?
No.
No.
Like, what states don't have one?
What states don't have one? I don't think Indiana has one. Arkansas's got one.
What?
Hot Springs National Park. I was just
What about
there.
Alaska?
I'm sure
Alaska's got like eight or nine.
Yeah, Alaska's got a couple of them.
How much does Michigan have?
One. Isle Royal.
Where is it located?
It's in an island in Lake Superior.
It's up by Mackinac area, isn't it? No.
It's actually closer to Minnesota than it is to Michigan.
Yeah.
But it is still in Michigan.
So you can
take a ferry out of Duluth, I think, and get to it, or you can take a ferry out of what's that city up on the tip of the Keweenaw?
Houghton.
I think you take a ferry.
We're going there this summer.
You're going to
I don't know if we'll go to that.
Michigan Tech.
We're going to Houghton.
Michigan Tech.
Yeah.
It's Marquette, right?
No, Michigan Tech is in.
I don't think Indiana has one. Ohio has one, which surprised me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going there this summer. It's only 4 hours away from here.
How about Ohio?
That's what I'm saying. There's one 4 hours away.
Isn't that the one that you wanted to
take me to? What is it?
It's called the. Yeah, I want to take me and Connor. Are gonna go. The Cuyahoga National Park or something. It's near.
What's it about?
I don't know. It's near west of Cleveland, between Cleveland and Pennsylvania. And I don't know anything about that one in Arkansas is a weird one. It was just hot springs. It was like old bath houses and stuff. It wasn't. I'm like, this is a national park.
It's Arkansas.
But yeah, so a couple things coming up. We got. Well, this week, right? I got the notes.
Yeah.
I wrote them down. Do you remember them? We got Chip from Arcus.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing some interviews with him. Arcus is...
Obsession, Ramcat. Trophy Taker Tinks. Rack One.
A whole bunch of different companies. And then we got Bobby Vargas from PSE. So he's the pro staff coordinator and also... he does a lot of the marketing stuff. So he's kind of an all-around guy. He does a lot of work for them. So,
so some good stuff coming up. And thanks for joining us on this edition of the Bowhunter Planet podcast. And we'll catch you next time.
Celebrating the rich tradition of bow hunting for over 31 years, Vanguard is proud to be the official optic and hunting pack of Bowhunter Planet.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bowhunter Planet podcast, online at bowhunterplanet.com with your host, Team BHP. Check us out on Facebook at Bowhunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.